The College Experience, Mike Woodson to Indiana and College Basketball Talk episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by BetQL. Your bracket may bust, but your bankroll never has to with BetQL. Use the promo code March30 for 30% off the entire year of BetQL. That's BetQL promo code March30. We're also brought to you by OddsCrowd. OddsCrowd has a ton of free fantasy betting contests, including a $2,000 season long MLB contest and a $500 weekly contest. Download their app today. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/odds. That's SportsGamblingPodcast.com/odds. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home to free daily video picks from SGPN. Yes, it's like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. Follow the PicksWise capper contest at PicksWise.com for free picks and analysis throughout the tournament from the likes of John Rothstein, Rashad Phillips, Jeff Nadeau, and more. See which expert is trending hot as they battle it out for a winner takes all $10,000 prize over at PicksWise.com. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge operates like a stock exchange for the sports world. Pick the teams you like and have someone else buy the other side. Sign up today at BetterEdge.com. Promo code SGP for a free $10 play. That's BetterEdge, BETTOR Edge.com. Promo code SGP.
This is my team, Cleese, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo-wee. Welcome. Welcome to the College Experience. Mike Woodson to Indiana. Whoa, now that is some news. My name is Colby Swinging Dan to Base Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we are talking college basketball. Things in Bloomington, Indiana, getting interesting as Mike Woodson, former Indiana Hoosier guard, you know, longtime NBA player. I guess, hold on, let me just cue some Dundee music. Let's talk a little Mike Woodson here. Here we are. The Indiana Hoosiers, one of the most storied programs in college basketball history. They've had problems for the past 15 years, it feels like. So they dial it back and bring in old faithful Mike Woodson. Bob Knight, point guard, but Mike Woodson of the NBA ranks coming over from the New York Knicks, but they also bring in Thad Matta. Yes, the former Butler. He went to Butler, but he coached at Xavier. He coached at Ohio State. Things are getting mighty, mighty interesting in Bloomington. Now we break down this hire. Yeah, it was, by the way, Mike Woodson, shooting guard, not point guard. He played from 76 to 80 at Indiana. So long, long time ago, really dialing back that clock. And look, I mean, the guy played in the NBA for 12 years. Very good player, coached a ton of teams. I mean, all NBA background for the most part. The Milwaukee Bucks, Cleveland Cavaliers, Sixers, Hawks, Pistons, Knicks, Clippers, Knicks again. I mean, just all around. So very interesting hire. I was thinking their home run hire would be Porter Moser of Loyola Chicago, but perhaps it, you know, maybe he's gonna stay put there in Loyola. Maybe he talks Krutwig and Williamson to coming back. I don't know, but I can tell you this is an interesting hire. I kind of like it. At first, I read the news and I was like, I don't know about this hire, man. You know, but. You know, I think Indiana fans and you know, alumni and people within the school are probably looking at Juwan Howard at Michigan and saying, hey, how can we mimic this? Let's grab a former NBA player of ours and set something up. And I saw this news and I was like, I don't know about this move. I was really thinking, you know, a little bit of this.
Well, I don't get the brain man cold, but
I was thinking a little Lou Holtz action there. But I mean, then I saw the Thad Matta hire as assistant athletic director or something. And it kind of reminds me of Michigan grabbing Phil Martelli, the longtime St. Joe's head coach. Now, granted, Phil Martelli is the assistant coach to Juwan Howard. So perhaps this is a slightly different, but I like Thad Matta. I thought he should have been a coach. I mean, I thought he should have never got fired at Ohio State, to tell you the truth. So I was glad to see him get back in the college basketball world to some extent, but I think that can help work things out. Matta knows how to the college game. Obviously Woodson hasn't known the college game since 1980, but I think that is going to help bridge the gap some for Woodson. So I think it's very smart there. Now they have the tough task though of really, well, first Mike Woodson, I guarantee you Mike Woodson, you know, he's coming in and this is probably what he says first.
Shit. Hobo from Purdue. I hate Purdue. It was the last time they ever won anything anyways.
Yes, but I'm sure. So you break this down, man. And he's got to hit these players. Obviously everyone's transferring in the college basketball world right now. I mean, we'll touch more on that in a minute, but can he, you know, they had like five players, I think, announced that they were transferring, four or five. So, Armand Franklin, I think he announced he was transferring. Race Thompson, a couple others, Christian Lander, Parker Stewart. So can they turn some of those back? I wonder. And I think there's a decent shot they could. We saw it happen at Penn State. So perhaps maybe, you know, I'm sure that's probably the first thing he's doing is trying to retain some of these guys, Trace Jackson Davis. Cause I'll be honest. I was one on record saying that I thought Indiana's team last year was extremely talented and they really underachieved. I really thought, you know, Jackson Davis, Franklin, Durham, Thompson, Finney. I thought all of those were solid players, even Galloway. You know what I mean? Like I liked their games. Now, obviously, yeah, not a top five talent, but I thought they were a tournament caliber team. And with Jackson Davis at the helm, I thought they could go really far. Now, I didn't think maybe Final Four, but I thought, yeah, I could see them in the Sweet 16. I could see them in the Elite Eight. And you know, they severely underachieved down the stretch, which just seemed to be the story. I feel like for the past 10 years for Indiana. There's moments where they come up and shine for a day or two, but there's zero consistency. And down the stretch, they always find a way to not get it done. Hopefully Mike Woodson can change that. Hopefully Thad Matta can change that. And I'm really excited to see who they retain, see who they bring in. So overall, I think it's a decent hire considering the Thad Matta news. So I'm going to give it a B. At first, when I saw that, I was thinking, C minus, maybe D, but I think Thad Matta is going to help it. And clearly Mike Woodson knows the game of basketball, man. This guy's been playing his whole life. And then, he's from India. That's another thing. He went to high school in Indianapolis, Broad Ripple High School. So if anybody knows that neck of the woods, now granted, I get it. He's 63 years old. So long in the tooth a tiny bit, but hey, I mean, fuck Coach K, Roy Williams. Some of these guys are, you know, mid 70s, Leonard Hamilton. So why not Mike Woodson? He's got to get some of those players back though, man. We saw also in the coaching carousel, Kim English was hired at George Mason, the Rick Barnes assistant at Tennessee. English played in the NBA for the Detroit Pistons back in 2012, I believe. That was an interesting hire. Totally did not foresee that, but he's familiar with the area. Grew up in Baltimore, so somewhat familiar with the area. Played at Missouri from 2008 to 2012. I can't bash it too much because I'm a skeptic on Barnes coaching, but hey, I mean George Mason needed to shake things up, so interesting hire there. That one I think the jury's still out on. I give it a C. Could be B, could be but. just not knowing and having no experience as a head coach, hard to get a gauge. And there was another news, I believe, Kyle Neptune, the former Lehigh power forward, took the job at Fordham. He was an assistant with Jay Wright at Villanova. Now he is the head coach at Fordham. And it'd be interesting to see what he can do. Obviously, Jay Wright, one of the best coaches, if not the best in college basketball. So going to be interesting to see if these guys learn a thing or two and how they can get things done with Fordham. Once again, I think the jury's out. See, I mean, it's good. It's a good hire based on you being Fordham and you're getting a Jay Wright assistant. So maybe I give it a B there. Other news to touch on is, everyone's transferring. College basketball right now, every single person is transferring, I feel like. UVA freshman Jabiri Abdul-Rahim, the son of Sharif Abdul-Rahim, their highest recruit in some time. After just 1 year at UVA, he has entered the transfer portal. That was kind of shocking to me. I did not foresee that. I thought, I get it, he didn't get major minutes, and maybe that was his issue. But I mean, everybody is transferring. Everyone you can think of right now. We saw Rocket Watts of Michigan State. He has put his name in the transfer portal. That was kind of shocking, but I kind of understand that one. Rocket Watts is a natural two guard, and Izzo was asking him to be a point guard, so that one kind of makes sense to me. And it'll be interesting to watch where he goes, because I still think he's a very talented player. I mean, there's so many players in this transfer portal, guys, that are good players. There's no offseason this year in college basketball. I feel like Kansas guard Grant Foster or whatever, Tyon Grant Foster, transferring. And this is a guy who turned down offers from Texas, Oregon, and LSU. It is gonna be wild. This offseason. So stay tuned as Virginia Tech, Joe, I don't even know what Bamissel, I believe Bamissel. He announced he was transferring to George Washington. I mean, there's so many people in the transfer portal, guys. It's hard to even, I mean, we could do a fucking 5-hour podcast just on that. What else? I think there was UAB landed some big ones. Jamel Johnson from Auburn. That was a big land for UAB. Nevada got Addison Patterson from Oregon. That was a little while ago, but I mean, there's a lot. Texas Tech. I don't even know. Nawiwe, their big man, he went to St. John's. I mean, a lot of different stuff here. I think I touched on Winston Tabbs, the guard from Boston College, averaging 13 points a game. He transferred to East Carolina, so he's finally realizing his talent. You saw Chris Likes, Miami. Chris Likes, one of the best players in the ACC last year. He's transferring. That's going to be an absolutely gigantic get, whoever gets him. You also saw Matt Cross from Miami transfer. He's going to Louisville. Just all across the board. Memphis freshman Ahmad Ron announcing he's transferring to Oregon State. I know this is probably a couple months ago. Same with Caleb Mills. This is probably shit. This is probably back in January. He's going from Houston to Florida State. That's a huge get for Florida State next year. But I mean, there's just so many names, guys. I want to say UAB's landed a few. South Alabama's landed a few. Going to be really interesting to watch where some of these guys go, because I'm telling you, there's some studs. I feel like, we're already over 1,000 people. We are already over 1,000 people in this transfer portal. Maybe Mike Woodson can figure some stuff out there. By the way, George Mason has their entire roster pretty much. Let me count this. 8 players from George Mason in the transfer portal. One of them Greg Calixe. He announced he was transferring to Bryant. I mean, this is going to be fun to watch through the offseason, because some of these names are big name players. I mean, whoever gets Watts, I mean, that's the most recent news. That's going to be big. I saw, The brothers from Eastern Washington. I'm drawing a blank on their name right now. They announced they're transferring. They might go to Virginia Tech. They listed one of their top 5 schools. What are their names again? I'm drawing a blank on these guys' names. The 2 guys who killed it in the tournament from Eastern Washington. Their coach left for Portland, Grove brothers, Tanner Groves and Jacob Groves announcing they're transferring. Interesting. Well, where will we see them? Colorado had a pair of transfers that shocked me. Schwartz is transferring. I think so. Another name too. I can't recall right now, but just everybody in the transfer portal, something to keep an eye on. It's going to be interesting to see what Mike Woodson can line up there. Maybe he can bring in a big time recruit or two. Jordan Goldwire, Duke transferring. I mean, so many big names. We will try to keep you covered here on the transfer portal. Me, NC Nick, Patty C on the College Experience. Guys, if you're a first-time listener, make sure you subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. We still got you covered for FCS football. We still got you covered for the Final Four and the Elite Eight at the College Experience and the Sports Gambling Podcast. And like I said, we handicap every single game. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, for 4 years now, over 500 each and every season. We're also way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that for free over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. So make sure you check that out. Free picks. We don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm going to try to charge you for is kindness. Can you get over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review? Say some nice things about us. All right. That's all we want. Say some nice things about us and boom. Sponsors have told us that's a big deal. Honestly, they have told us that is a big deal. So perhaps you do that and the sponsor comes out of nowhere and gives us a bunch of money. We give you a bunch of episodes and boom, see how this formula works. And if you do give us that 5-star, if you take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D and I will enter you in a fixed raffle.
Well, I don't get the rain, man.
Where you will win a College Experience t-shirt. How about that? You put this thing on and I'm telling you, you're going to be feeling like, I mean, you're going to be feeling like this.
The best looking man, the best dressed man, long limousines, jet airplanes, custom made clothes, and any woman in the world I want, just like that.
Boom. That's all you got to do. Leave a 5-star review. You get a t-shirt. You're going to be going around town. People are going to be all interested in you. There's going to be a pep in your step, a confidence, an aura about you. And you're going to be winning cash also on these picks. So make sure you check out the College Experience. Give us the 5-star review. I'm at the Colby D on Twitter. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. And the Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at the SGP Network. And also check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. A lot of fun there. So get in there. I mean, we got everything. And guys, like, I know college football or college basketball is winding down, but FCS college football, Major League Baseball, but we're going to have you covered with FCS college football all the way up until the playoffs and then into the playoffs. And also then from there, we're going to shift into college football FBS and start breaking down teams one by one, team preview for every single team. So just know with the College Experience,
nothing is over. Nothing.
Boom. All right. All right, this is the College Experience, Mike Woodson to Indiana style. You better start thinking about yours.